Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, January 3rd. Obviously a short week here because of the holiday. The grains will open at 8:30 here this morning. I'm guessing a little bit lower corn and wheat and a little bit better in the beans. The dollar's up 103 ticks here this morning. Crude oil's down sharply, down $1.74 a barrel. I think the dollar will affect the corn and the wheat out here. I think the beans will be somewhat supported by the Argentinian weather. They did get an inch of rain pretty much across a fairly wide area. Kind of spotty, but most areas got some okay rains up to an inch. They'd taken some of the bad heat out. It was looking up to 104 degrees several days this week, but they've taken that out. Looks like high 90s with some rains next week. So is that going to be enough to push the beans higher with crude and the dollar doing what they're doing? We'll have to see. Certainly the funds are long more corn than we thought. They're long 162,000. That's about 35,000 more than I thought they were. So I don't think that'll play into it. I think what's going to play into it is, what do the funds want to do here this week? Are they going to start rebalancing toward the end of the week? We'll have to see. You know, it's been my experience that they tend to buy what's cheap and sell what's been high. And I think the grains are relatively high, but they're talking about people with funds buying more corn and beans out here. So, you know, I think it's really anybody's guess. It looks like Ukraine is doing a pretty good job of exporting corn, but their wheat exports are down. So, but the Russians have got, looks like, plenty of wheat to sell. So, you know, they're certainly getting around any of the sanctions on the wheat. You know, it's a little bit tough trying to get a handle on these markets without anything overnight to go on. But the Dow Jones up 150, but that's 200 off its highs. So, you know, again, it's just kind of a mixed bag out here. I really think that we probably pushed the grain markets as high as they should be at this time of year. We're now the first week of January. Next couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, we're going to start getting more Brazilian product in. And I think it's going to be hard for these markets to hold this strength out here. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock here today. And they're looking for a big bean number, so we'll see if they get that. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.